It is Wednesday. It is 5:45, which means it is time for News from the VU, our weekly roundup of items of interest here at your independent community radio station and the greater KBOO listening community. Tonight, we're speaking with KBOO Membership Director Pamela Santos.
Hey, Pamela, tomorrow is KBOO's one-day membership drive, otherwise known as the KBOO-a-thon. When does it start, and what do you want people to do? The KBOO-a-thon, that sounds like so much fun.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm so glad. I want everyone to just get it in their brains. Hashtag KBOO-a-thon, hashtag KBOO-a-thon. It's going to start at 6 a.m. tomorrow, and so that's going to go for 25 hours, finishing up at 7 a.m. on Friday morning. So we'd really love folks to just do whatever they can, whether it is donating to us. They can donate online, kboo.fm/give, or tell people about it, you know, hashtag KBOO-a-thon. Get all of that stuff on social media. Let us know, you know, how we're doing, and really just show us some love tomorrow.
Right on. We're so used to doing larger membership parties. I'm just going to call it that. I love it when we do
party.
I love it when we do the drive because we meet so many people. People come in. Maybe I'm a nut, but I love them almost more than the rest of the year. But why are we doing a one-day drive? What's the big idea there?
It's kind of amazing that I'm here in the station when we're doing all of these really amazing, innovative things. And KBOO's trying something new just to see if we're able to have fewer days dedicated to on-air fundraising. And that just means we put all the urgency on these 25 hours. Like, let's see how much we can do all that we can do, pull out all the stops to raise $20,000 in one day. It was amazing. We had a great spring drive. The last day, we just pushed ourselves to make $25,000, and we were close. So why not? Why not push ourselves?
So we're trying to pack the pepper pot into a 25-hour thing, which is actually, it's a marathon, which is heck of fun. This is the first time, too, that we're pitching in the middle of the night and early into the morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to have people in the building for the whole 25 hours taking people's pledges and stuff like that. Are there some specials in there?
I am so excited that we're not only starting at 6 in the morning, but then we're going to keep it going with Joanne's show, Joanne Hardesty, at 8 a.m. She's talking to Nick Licata.
He's a member of the Seattle City Council. In fact, he's one of the most beloved and long-serving members because he's a little Bernie Sanders-y, actually, frankly, and he just published a book about grassroots activism and what people can do. I'm guessing that's going to be made available for a gift.
Absolutely. And right after that, we have a special. We had an event with Amy Goodman, and we're going to have 2 hours from that amazing, just KBOO-only event. So that is going to be great. So if you're a big supporter and a huge fan of Democracy Now! And Amy Goodman, we're going to have her newest book available. And also, once you listen to the special, listen to it. It's 2 hours. We're going to have a CD available as well of that. So tune in for that. Right after that, we're going to go into an amazing live remote broadcast of Shocks of Sheba.
Oh, that's right. Shocks of Sheba is one of our most beloved rooted reggae shows.
Mm-hmm.
Been on the air for decades. Love them.
And people are going to be able to look around for the fuzzy boo, the KBOO van.
I had to ask you that now. Yeah, what's happening with the KBOO fuzzy van? We just got donated earlier this year a van that looks like the Cookie Monster, to me personally. Like a gigantic, it's got headphones and stuff. So special wild stuff's going on with that, like all over town. What's going on there?
So if you see it, you know, take a picture, Instagram it, hashtag Fuzzy Boo, and you can enter our sweepstakes. If you put it on Instagram, you are entered into our sweepstakes for this amazing prize. Go look around for it, especially when Shocks of Sheba is out there.
Right on. Is there anything else that really gets you excited about the membership drive? You know, I remember when we had our spring drive, you made this initiative to get more participation from the community, from local businesses of color, which was remarkable. And we did get that. So we're building different kind of community. Can you talk about your vision there?
I'm unbelievably lucky to be doing the kind of job like I am here. This is community radio, and it's nothing without the community. We get food donations, and I'm really proud to announce that the breakfast, lunch, and dinners that are going to be donated to our wonderful phone volunteers taking pledges, all of those breakfast, lunch, and dinner donations are donated by Black-owned restaurants in Portland.
You know, if you're listening to this right now, by the way, there's so much that's fun about KBOO, but our volunteers do so much during the membership drive, and you really should consider stopping by the station tomorrow to see, because you could actually find out how to be a volunteer as well. I just had to say that, Pamela. I had to say it. Let's switch topics a little bit and talk about another way that people can support the station, which is the board of directors. Now, again, I've seen you out in the community trying to persuade people to be to try to join the KBOO board of directors. Talk about your vision with that.
Well, a lot of it is really just about trying to make sure that there are going to be different kinds of voices. There's going to be different kinds of perspectives. All of us here, this is all, you know, our community radio station, and we all have something to contribute, whatever that's going to be. There's going to be 5 open slots available for people to apply for. And all of this information, knowing how to apply and what you need to do, you can do that on our homepage. Click on the banner, and it'll take you right to the board of directors application.
All right. And I can say that I have served on the board of directors before, and that our current culture on the board is very, it's very low key. It's very calm. And one of the things that board members do all the time is literally, I think the biggest job of the board is to help with the big picture management of the station.
Mm-hmm.
And it is remarkable when you look at the role everyday people play in running this organization, which is almost 50 years old now.
We're getting to our 50th anniversary.
We're getting to the 50th mm-hmm. anniversary. I think we have talked about that on previous news from the BOO programs. But I can sense, too, that there are people who kind of want to shift maybe the direction that the radio station is going. And that's why they're looking at these issues around who's contributing to the membership drive, who's supporting it, and who should be recruiting for our board of directors. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the other work that you've been doing, too. And now I know we've been talking about the drive. We've been talking about the how to be a member of the board of directors. But since I have you here in this room, you've also been doing a lot of outreaching to people out there in the communities who might be interested in podcasting and interested in coming into KBOO to get the trainings they would need to do their own podcast. But you have a special focus. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So the first thing I want to say is anyone who's interested in making a podcast that we're going to have available on KBOO.fm, they really need to talk to our program director, Aaron Yankee, program@kboo.fm or .org. And you can get all of the information from Aaron directly and talking to Aaron about that. I take it upon myself to go out into the community to have people who are more like me. I'm a person of color. And being that voice on the staff and being that identity on the staff, I feel like I have a lot of responsibility to just make sure that we have a safe space in the station, that we have a lot of different communities represented. And some of the times there's just certain spaces that I'm in, and I have an amazing honor to be around really incredibly intelligent, incredibly thoughtful, and passionate, and of course, just compelling people in Portland that would make an amazing addition to what we already have on KBOO. And so I just take it upon myself to just do what I'm doing. I'm the membership director, and in a lot of ways, I'm an ambassador. You know, I'm just kind of, it's Ambassador Pamela, you know, to everybody. To really just know that, you know, community radio is for them, that they are welcome, whatever it's going to mean for them. Well, it's just a matter of supporting people when they say they have something to say, I think. And so when I tell them to check us out, check out our trainings, come to a volunteer orientation, really go through the whole thing. And that's when people realize that they're getting all of this amazing support for free because they are part of the community.
I'm not sure where else people can get that sort of access in radio mm-hmm. and in podcasting. I know that there's quite a few places where people are recording podcasts where they pay to use the facility. So here at KBOO, people will become volunteers. People go through the training and mm-hmm. the orientation, and all of our trainings, orientations, and equipment use is all free, which is, I think, maybe unique in our area.
I think the best part of it is that you're not alone. So you're not going there. I think the amazing thing about podcasting is that it gives people a lot of freedom and makes it easy to get what you need to say out there on the internet or out there on whatever airwaves is going to reach somebody. But it can be solitary. And if you don't have maybe just other people to lean on, maybe technical expertise even just for that, maybe just some other ears, you know, other colleagues that you can really count on, you can come into the station anytime and find your community here. So in that way, I think it offers something even more than just the free training. It offers an opportunity to grow and get better and better and better and be whatever you want your show to be.
Let's talk a little bit about the survey on the website for people to give input to the next KBOO long-term strategic plan. More things for people to help out with.
I'm going to make it so easy for everyone. Everything that you need to do is just on our KBOO homepage. You click on the banner. So clicking on the homepage banner for strategic planning, you're going to be able to tell us what you want KBOO to be over these next few years. And I think that's what makes it an exciting time for anyone coming on to the board of directors at this time. They're coming in right as we're pretty much setting the stage for what our future is going to look like. If we have in our minds the future that we want, then once you put this down on paper, put this down for all of us, we're just going to be able to map it out. And we need you for it.
What about the book and record sale?
So last but not least, one more time, the KBOO homepage. You just go on that banner just for the book and record sale. Any kind of, I would say, just ready to resell books and records that you have. We've been getting amazing things. And this is just one of the other ways that people can support KBOO. So maybe you're not able to set up monthly donations. Maybe you're not able to help us out for this particular one-day drive. Maybe you can't come in with, you know, cash, but you know what you have? Books. You have records that, you know, maybe they're just taking up space. Maybe you inherited it. Whatever you want to give us that's ready for resale, drop it on by the station.
Awesome. Okay. So just to recap, we've got Thursday, July 14th. It's our 25-hour KBOO marathon. The fuzzy van is traveling all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag
fuzzy boo.
That is so funny. Okay. Then we've got the book and record sale coming up. We have the board of directors that people can apply for. And then again, for people who are interested, all these things, homepage on the website,
mm-hmm.
kboo.fm.
And just click on the banners for the board of directors application. It's by the end of the month due. Click on the strategic planning feedback and also for the book and record sale.
And that's News from the Boo. I'm Lisa Loving. We've been speaking with Pamela Santos, Membership Director, and thanks for listening.